Homeschooling has traditionally been for white families who keep their kids home for religious or spiritual reasons. But that's changing. About a third of homeschooled students now are minorities, and their numbers are rising. But it's not necessarily for religious reasons. As WFIU's Miranda Fulmore reports, many parents are doing it to make sure their children are safe.
Yuzuri Assad homeschools her four children, ranging in age from 4 to 12 years old. Class begins every morning with meditation.
Exhale, imagine that everything that you learn will stick. Releasing your hands and bringing them down to your sides.
A lot of afternoons, they end up here at the Indianapolis Public Library. The library has a center dedicated to Black literature and culture.
As a country in general, there's a cultural bias, of course, because the storytellers are going to make themselves look the best. If you're educating a diverse environment, then you need to present educational materials that are diverse as well.
Before they were even married, Yuzuri and her husband, Bashiri, decided they would homeschool their children.
And the best way that I could think of doing it is taking my perspective and educating myself on those particular things and then passing that on to my children without having to worry about re-educating them after they've gotten indoctrinated in one particular system, only to have them have to figure everything else out all over again like I had to do.
Black parents are one of the fastest growing demographics who are opting to homeschool their kids.
Homeschooling is the flagship movement of education in this country today, especially because of African American boys being labeled.
That's Joyce Burgess. She's the CEO and co-founder of the National Black Home Educators. She's homeschooled her five children and now helps homeschool other kids around her home state of Louisiana. She says there are a variety of reasons why African American families choose to homeschool, but the most common one is parents fear public school will taint their children.
Tainted meaning they don't want them to be bullied. And nowadays, parents are even more concerned about safety. If I send my child to this school, is my child going to come home today? And so parents say, you know what, Joyce? I just don't want my child to be in a system that's going to make them feel that they're not somebody.
I could not possibly put her in a school environment and tell them that she wants to do something and they tell her no, because that baby will get sent home a whole lot. She will get in arguments with her teachers because she's not easily swayed.
Yuzuri says many factors played into their final decision to homeschool their children, including the punishment used in school against African Americans. Studies show Black students are less likely to be recommended for gifted and advanced classes, and multiple studies show that African American children, especially boys, are disproportionately likely to be suspended or arrested.
The way that the school systems are these days, and you know, it's not a level playing field all the time. And there's a lot of holes in the educational process that could be filled if they were correctly addressed. And there's a certain way that you have to address certain issues.
But homeschooling comes with a price. Yuzuri earns some money working side jobs, but the family largely has to make ends meet on what Bashiri makes. Plus, they have to cover all of the kids' schooling expenses out of pocket.
I mean, if I had to work a full-time job so that things could be different for our family for whatever reason, I would put them in school, but it would take me a long time to find one if I had to, and I would be killing myself to get them out.
Yuzuri says in her experience, other forms of schooling force children to bend into a mold that's not natural in order to make other people comfortable. She says it's a gamble she's not willing to take.
I cannot put them in an environment where they're treated unfairly for no reason. And that goes from educational to spiritual, personal, physical, emotional. None of that will be suppressed. I won't allow it.
For WFIU News, I'm Miranda Fulmore.